Oh my goodness. Oh my. Ooh, that's not nice at all. Oh, hello. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. You know, I just saw a video on YouTube. It was okay, you know, not great, but not terrible either. But you wouldn't believe some of the terrible things that people wrote in the comments section below. Well, this is a very appropriate time for us to talk about internet trolls. The name of our lesson is Beware Internet Trolls. Some people are just mean and out to make others feel terrible about themselves. That's right, bullying doesn't just happen in schools. But here's a question. What are trolls and what do they have to do with the internet? I'm so glad you asked. Let's find out right now.
Beware internet trolls. What is trolling and what can you do about it? For anyone who grew up reading world-renowned fairy tales, the term troll will bring a certain image to mind. In the story Three Billy Goats Gruff, a troll is an ugly, menacing bully who lives under a bridge and threatens the goats who pass over. But what does this awful creature have to do with the World Wide Web? On the internet, trolls are individuals who provoke people online by starting arguments using hostile posts. They're basically cyberbullies, always ready to post mean, hurtful comments, often hoping to pick a fight.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 beware 这个动词。beware 是指提防、小心或者是注意，常常用来提醒或警告他人。例如 beware, a low carb diet isn't suitable for all people. 要注意，低碳水化合物的饮食不见得适合每个人。如果要说明注意或当心什么的话，是用 of 这个介系词。例如 beware of the slippery floor, 小心地滑。或者是 beware of putting your personal info on the internet, 小心不要在网络上透露你的个人情资。接下来我们看的是 menacing 这个形容词。menacing 原本是 menace, M-E-N-A-C-E, 威胁或威吓这个动词的现在分词。当形容词是指具有危险性的或者是具有威胁性的。例如 the strange man's menacing behavior scared the passersby.这个奇怪男子具有威胁性的行为让路过的人都很害怕。或者是 menacing dark clouds moved fast toward us as we tried to leave the forest. 我们正试着要离开这个森林时骇人的乌云快速地向我们靠拢。
Thanks so much, Michelle. Okay, we have an interesting lesson here today called Beware Internet Trolls.Now, you just learned what a troll is and what it has to do with the internet. Let's learn something new from this first section. How does it begin, Rebecca?
Well, it begins with a question. What is trolling? And what can you do about it? Those are two very important questions. So, what is trolling?
So, already we know that the word troll can be used as a noun or as a verb, right? What is trolling?Well, for anyone who grew up reading world-renowned fairy tales, that is, famous or popular fairy tales, the term troll will bring a certain image to mind. Now, before we continue on to that image, let's take a look at that phrase, to bring something to mind. That means it's something that makes you think of something else.
For example, the word lion brings the movie The Lion King to mind.So anytime someone says a lion, I automatically think about the characters in the movie The Lion King.
Well, anytime someone talks about pandas, it brings the Taipei Zoo to mind. Or it brings that movie Kung Fu Panda to mind.
Ah, yes. The zoo. I do enjoy going to the zoo. But of course, we're talking about trolls in our lesson. And so what term, or when you hear this word troll, What comes to mind?
Well, we read on to what it brought to our author's mind, okay? In the story, Three Billy Goats Gruff, a troll is an ugly, menacing bully who lives under a bridge and threatens the goats who pass over. Now, before we continue, Rebecca, do you ever remember reading The Three Billy Goats Gruff?
Oh, you bet I do. Even as you were reading that description, it brought a certain image to mind.
Right.
It really did. I imagined seeing this troll sitting underneath, mm-hmm. hey, just like in this picture, this troll sitting underneath the bridge, and then the goats getting ready to cross the bridge.
That's right. And you notice that the side that they're on, the grass is kind of old, it's not very pleasant, and they want to cross the bridge so that they can eat the greener grass on the other side. But when they're about to go over, the troll says, "Who's that trip-trapping over my bridge?" Well, it's a very interesting and fun story, but that is a menacing and evil troll.
So, our author brings up another great question. But what does this awful creature have to do with the World Wide Web? And this is a phrase we would like you to know.
That's right. What does something have to do with something else? You use this when you're not sure how two or more things are related. And like our author, he knows how these things are related, but he's asking the question because that might be what you're wondering. What do these things have in common? What does this have to do with that?
For example, let's say you're taking a class, maybe it's an English class or a science class, and then you're given an assignment, and you don't necessarily understand what this assignment has to do with the class. You could ask, so what does this assignment have to do with our English class anyway?
Exactly. Great example. Friends, I know you could think of a lot of other examples. Maybe you're in the middle of a conversation about one topic, and someone says something that seems really random. You could say, what does that have to do with our conversation? Well, friends, we read here, what does this awful creature, a troll, have to do with the World Wide Web? What does a troll have to do with the Internet?
So we read, on the Internet, trolls are individuals who provoke people online by starting arguments using hostile posts. So these don't really sound like very nice people because they intentionally post stuff to make people upset, so they can argue.
Exactly. Now, they might normally be nice people, but the things they write online make it seem like they're very hostile or menacing people, right? We continue on. They're basically cyber bullies. And I like this picture. Of course, people don't actually look like this, but when you're writing something mean online, maybe the people reading that post might think that you look menacing like this.
So they're basically cyber bullies, always ready to post mean, hurtful comments, often hoping to pick a fight. Now, let's talk about that phrase, to pick a fight.
That's right. It's kind of like that word you saw in the previous sentence, provoke, right? Provoke in Chinese is tiao xin. Pick a fight, that is basically the same thing. You're being the first to do something mean, hoping that someone will fight back. Perhaps you're starting an argument or starting a fight.
And you know, some kids at school will tease other kids, maybe younger kids, and their intention for teasing is just to pick a fight.
Yeah, perhaps they just want to start an argument. But friends, you know, cyberbullying is similar to bullying in the sense that if someone picks a fight and you don't respond, that's a better reaction, that's a better response. It's better to not respond or walk away than it is to continue that fight or argument.
And see, that's where the problem lies, is when you respond, then the argument begins.
Well, you know, sometimes picking a fight or when you see a fight, it can be kind of scary. I think we have something to learn about scaring people in
the Info Cloud.
Hello, and welcome to InfoCloud. Ken, do you like scary movies?
No, not really. I don't like to be scared.
Me neither. But you know, there are people who really enjoy scary movies and the feelings that come along with it.
Movies, video games, and stories have different ways of making the audience feel nervous or frightened as the plot progresses. One method that has become very popular is the jump scare.
A jump scare is meant to frighten the audience by having something suddenly appear on the screen. It's supposed to shock the audience and make them jump in surprise.
Sometimes a jump scare takes the form of a mirror scare. In this case, the reflection in a mirror is used to reveal something scary that wasn't there before.
Another type of jump scare that is fairly common in video games or scary cartoons is the surprise creepy. For this one, the tone of the story will seem fairly normal or pleasant, and then something creepy or scary will suddenly appear. This may be a complete surprise because you might not even know ahead of time that there is supposed to be something scary.
不知道你喜不喜欢看恐怖片？恐怖片会让人觉得恐怖，往往是因为它里头的 jump scare， 这是一种吓人的手法。例如，女主角在厕所把橱柜的门一关上，镜子里头出现了一个可怕的人或鬼，这就是一种 jump scare， 它叫做 mirror scare， 用镜子的反应来吓人的手法。另一种 jump scare 是 surprise creepy， 它通常是一个看似普通的情景，但突然会有某种 creepy， 令人毛骨悚然、不寒而栗的东西，让你惊觉自己原来在看恐怖片。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次再关见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. You know, when I was a kid, I really enjoyed reading a storybook called The Three Billy Goats Gruff. There were three goats who wanted to cross a bridge so that they could enjoy the greener grass on the other side. However, under the bridge lived a menacing bully. He was a troll. Yes, and while this troll might not be a real creature, there are real trolls out there today. Well, we call them internet trolls. What else can we learn about internet trolls? Let's find out.
Beware internet trolls. Instead of hiding out under bridges, waiting for innocent passers-by, they lurk by comment boards or wherever online users interact with one another. They're ready and waiting to attack unsuspecting internet users. This similarity is one reason why these internet intruders have come to be known as trolls. While this hidden community taunts the rest of the internet, many people are asking why. Psychologists may have an answer. People who engage in trolling enjoy distressing others and making them feel bad. The internet is a playground for trolls.
OK, 接下来我们看 lurk 这个动词。lurk 是指潜伏或埋伏或者是隐藏，通常是为了攻击某人或者是做坏事。例如 ,the thief was lurking in the crowd trying to find his next victim. 这个小偷在人群中埋伏，试着找寻下一个下手的对象。lurk 在今天的课文中是指在网络的各种平台中潜水或观察，但是却不发声。例如 Ron loves to lurk around music forums and find new songs to listen to. Ron 很喜欢潜身于各种音乐论坛找新的歌曲来听。或者是 Isaac spends a great deal of time lurking about teen chat rooms. Isaac 花很多时间在各种青少年的聊天室中潜水。最后我们看的是 taunt 这个动词。taunt 是指嘲笑或讥讽。例如 when he was young,Cliff used to taunt kids who were smaller than him in his class. Cliff 小的时候常常会讥笑班上比他瘦小的孩子，或者是 Taylor's classmates love to taunt her because she's chubby. Taylor 因为胖嘟嘟的，所以班上同学都很喜欢嘲弄他。Taunt 也可以当名词，例如 the kids in high school kept provoking Sean with taunts and nasty nicknames. 像同高中的学生不断地用讥讽或者是难听的绰号来攻击他。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, we're continuing to learn about trolls here, the internet trolls. We read, instead of hiding out under bridges,like the troll in the Three Billy Goats Gruff, waiting for innocent passers-by, they lurk by comment boards or wherever online users interact with each other. So they try to go online to some place, maybe some chat rooms, where a lot of people are having discussions.
They're ready and waiting to attack unsuspecting internet users. This...does not sound very nice.
No, but that word is kind of a cool word.
Oh, unsuspecting?
Unsuspecting. Okay, this could mean trusting, especially not knowing or expecting that something bad will happen. What do you think about this picture, Rebecca?
Oh, that's a great picture, that poor person, unsuspecting individual.
That's right. He is unsuspecting, not the bear. The bear is behind him, but the man doesn't realize that.An unsuspecting man. He doesn't think that something bad might happen, but we know.
Oh, we do indeed. Hopefully he gets away quickly. Mm-hmm. Well, this reminds me of cats. Of course, of course. So, for example, the cat slowly sneaked up on the unsuspecting mouse.
Oh, my goodness. Or the unsuspecting cockroach in your case, right?
Oh, yes. Mittens, my kitten, likes to...attack unsuspecting cockroaches and plays, she enjoys playing with them.
And she enjoys putting them where?
Oh yeah, in my room.
On your bed, right?
On my bed, yes.
Lovely. I just love cats.
They're pretty cute.
Okay, so that's the word unsuspecting. Let's continue on here. This similarity is one reason why these internet intruders have come to be known as trolls. Okay, so just like the troll in that goat story, these people are lurking...trying to cause trouble.
So we read here, while this hidden community taunts the rest of the internet, many people are asking why. They're asking why. Mm-hmm. And that's a good question. I kind of want to know why, too.
Right. People are wondering what motivates people to be so menacing and hostile and to taunt other people on the internet. Psychologists may have an answer. We read...People who engage in trolling enjoy distressing others and making them feel bad.
That is so mean.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this word distressing. What does it mean if you're distressing somebody or if you feel distressed?
That's right. Well, that's a good question. A good way to remember this word is that you see the word stress in this word, right? So if you're distressing somebody, that means you're making somebody feel stressed or anxious.About something. Now, this word is interesting. It's used as a verb in our lesson, but sometimes we use it as an adjective, a distressing situation.
Yes, exactly. And now, of course, people can distress you, or situations can distress you, and your job can also distress you. So, if your job is distressing you, maybe you need to take some time off.And enjoy a vacation.
That is so true. That's a great idea. If your job is distressing you, you could say, I am so distressed. And that's another adjective if you're feeling distressed. Well, we continue on here. People who engage in trolling enjoy distressing others and making them feel bad. The internet is a playground for trolls. But I thought a playground was a good thing, right?
Well, a playground is a good thing. It's a place where little children like to play.But in our case, it's used differently.
That's right. It's a place of unrestricted or unlimited fun for somebody, right? So it's fun for trolls.
That's right. Well, right now it's time for us to do something different. It's time for a challenge. It's time for the
SC Challenge.
Hey, everyone. It's time for the SC Challenge. And look who's here. It's...
Pauline.
Pauline. Yes, welcome, Pauline. Now, today's lesson is called Beware of Internet Trolls. Do you know what an internet troll is?
Yes. It's not a monster, mm-hmm. but it's a person who kind of acts like a monster. They're very mean online.
That's right. Well, I have three questions. Friends, see if you can answer these questions, and we're going to see how well Pauline knows today's lesson. Question number one. In the story, Three Billy Goats Gruff, what is a troll? A, an ugly bully. B, an angry pig. C, a big bird. Or D, an ugly dinosaur.
Okay, I think it is A.
An ugly bully?
Yes.
That is correct. Ooh. 1 point for Pauline. Okay, question number two. On the internet, what is a troll? A, someone who wants money. B, someone who provokes another. C, one who is always angry. Or D, one who is a good reader.
Ooh, I do think trolls seem very angry online, but I think it's the provokes others one. What letter was that?
B, someone who provokes another.
B, yes.
That is correct.
Ooh.
Good job, Pauline.
Two points.
Last question. What do people who are engaged in trolling enjoy? So people who are engaged in trolling, what do they enjoy? A, making people happy. B, making people feel bad. Or C, making people angry. And last, making people sad.
Ooh. Oh, this is a hard one. I know you like to make people happy, but I know trolls do not. What was B again?
B is making people feel bad.
Yeah, that one.
Are you sure?
No, but that's what I'm going for.
That's your final answer?
Uh-huh, B.
Well, that is the correct answer.
Yes!
Good job, Pauline. 3 points for you. And friends, I'm sure you got all the answers correct as well. Thank you for joining us for today's SE Challenge, and beware of internet trolls. We'll see you next time.
All right, well, there are a lot of internet trolls out there, people who like to post those hostile or menacing comments. But, Rebecca, have you ever seen any place online where people post mean comments?
Ooh, yes, I definitely have. Sometimes I've seen those comments after a song on YouTube. They can post really unkind things on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Twitter.
And Twitter, yes, yeah, several different places.
Even Instagram, a lot of social media websites. Where there are people, there might be trolls.
That's right.
Yeah, friends, we do have more to learn about internet trolls next time, so come back right here to
Studio Classroom. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.